Thank you for those brilliant words, Professor. And so, the Nobel Prizes for Chemistry, Physics, Economics, Literature, and Peace have now been awarded. It is time at last for the newest category and the first Nobel Prize for Animal Impersonation goes to Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Go radio, it's Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope the wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. To Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
The wrangle the tune, we're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, well, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,367th performance of their chicken fried career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Rick Bender. Thank you very much. And thanks to you folks in the Emory Theater. We have so much show going for us tonight. I'll simply say that Too Slim, Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, and Joey the Cow Polka King are providing the music. And the first music we're providing is Gary McMahon's Old Cow Poke.
I'm an old cow poke, I don't use no soap. I swings a rope and eats antelope. No Sunday thunder's got me buffalo. Devastation rides upon my breath, and I scare the ladies plumb to death when I rears back in that saddle and I lets a yodel go.
Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
Well, spin my spurs and kink my rope. I soaked up too much campfire smoke.
This old cowpoke's heading for town.
Yeah, I just got paid, my cinch is frayed. This ain't no social call, it's a raid. I'm an old lone wolf with a barbed wire tail, and it's my night to howl.
Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, yodelay.
Tell us about life, too.
Well, some folks say that life is swell, and some complain it's troublesome. But I don't care if it's heaven or hell.
I'm gonna have me some fun.
Bark, you call that a double?
I do.
Well, make mine a double-double.
All right.
Stronger whiskey and weaker women's what I say.
Yeah, I'll sit here and drink till I get full, and then try and stop this rodeo bull. There'll be a whole lot of me that's bluffing, man, and a whole lot of me that ain't.
Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, yodelay, dee.
He's an old cowboy. Busting bottles and flying lead, they broke a forest of furniture over my head. I had quite a time last night, what I hear.
You ought to have seen yourself, Slim.
But the morning comes and the sun's getting brighter. I'm snaking across the prairie like a spider. I hope the sheriff ain't taking the trail that I'm making back to wherever it is.
Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, yodelay,
yodelay,
yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay,
an old cowboy.
Spring always comes back. Richard Nixon always comes back. And Riders Radio Theater always comes back after a short pause for a good cause. Put on that raincoat, cause here's the Rain Man, Splatter and Smith.
Thanks, Texas Big Spender. Salutations, music lovers. I'll bet 6 months' salary that you've asked yourself recently, whatever happened to Lady of Spain? Yes, where, oh, where has that once ubiquitous accordion showpiece gone? Well, she's living in New Jack City. That's right. Announcing the... Sorry, Joey. Announcing the Lady of Spain version for the 90s. Rapping with the lady. Check it out. Yo! She walks by, the homeboy start rapping. Fly girl say, how did that happen? Who's the chick? Sweet like candy cane, that is thick. It's the Lady of Spain. Yo, rapping with the lady, Joey the cowpoke king and me, Splatter and Smith. Once in a lifetime collaboration, available from Campfire Like Music on cassette, CD, and 12-inch dance single. Grandma can't poke into this one, but she just might get down. Yo! Cause the lady just hot like a jalapeno, and what she got make the men go bueno. When she comes around, it never rains. The baddest chick, the Lady of Spain, yo!
Rapping with a Lady is available at most local record stores in the punk polka section. And now back to Riders Radio Theater. And here's Woody Paul with this week's disclaimer.
This edition of Riders Radio Theater is best if used before May of 1994. To check the level of charge, connect both ends of this show to the testing strip on either side of your radio. A reading in the green level guarantees satisfactory performance, while a red reading indicates replacement has become necessary. Dim wattage is not the responsibility of the management of this show. Thank you.
Well, guest time on Riders Radio Theater. And
sure.
It's time to bring Woody Paul around to introduce our special guest this evening.
Ranger Doug, I'm very excited tonight because we got one of our buddies from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee here. He's one of the more outstanding members of the Grand Ole Opry. Great songwriter. He's had many, many big records, and he's a wonderful entertainer. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend from the Grand Ole Opry, Johnny Russell.
All right.
Yes, Johnny Russell.
Hi, guys.
Hello, John.
How y'all doing?
Doing all right. How you doing, Johnny?
Sure good to be here.
It's good to be here with you.
In this hot, heavy hat I got on.
It's a very, very fine-looking hat. But
thank you very much.
Hot.
Thank you.
Heavy.
I've been standing back there really enjoying this. This is fun. I want to do it again.
Will you say that in 15 minutes?
Huh?
Well, Johnny, what do you say we break into a song here?
Say.
How about... Oh, no, I got a few stories I want to tell. Hey, I tell you what, if you'll hit me an E there and get me a vamp started in that E, let's do a song that I wrote a few years ago that a few people have recorded. Maybe somebody will recognize this one, all right? They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. I might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, cause I can play the parts very well. I hope you come to see me in the movies, for then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. A little picking now. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely and digging down upon his bended knees. I'll play the part, but I ain't gonna need rehearsing. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. I might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the parts very well. I hope you come to see me in the movies, for then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Yeah, all I gotta do is act naturally.
Johnny!
Johnny Russell, yes. Great. Great job, Johnny.
Thank you, boys.
You know, do you have time to stick around and do another song with us?
Oh, I'd sure like to, fellas, but duty calls.
Duty.
Wow, are you in the reserves or something?
Nope. I'm the chairperson and the chief potentate of the UPICGOO.
Chief potentate of the UPIC goo?
Yep. The Unexplained Phenomena Investigation Committee of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow. Remember, this is a 30-minute show. You go around investigating unexplained phenomena for the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, you know them wacky fields in England where them wheat fields all blow down? I checked that out.
Really, what?
What caused that, Johnny?
Don't know. It's still unexplained.
That's too bad.
No, it ain't. As long as it's unexplained, I still got a job. If everything was explained, I'd be back to just plain songwriting, and I'd lose my major medical and have to slow down. You got to take the long view, not the slow view.
Yes, you do. Good luck in your travels, Johnny. And folks, another big hand for Johnny Russell. Yes.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlepiles. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme, XVI. Welcome back, buckaroos and buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 3 of the exciting Western melodrama, Rocket Rustlers. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, a Boeing 707 returning prisoners from Australia to America is flying into Moron Field in Tumbleweed Valley when it has a close encounter of the closest kind with a UFO. Riders in the sky seated on their front porch also observe this phenomenon.
Oh, look! Whatever it is, it's coming down over there in the middle of nowhere, Canyon Moose.
You're right, side mate. Tomorrow we'll ride on over there and check it out.
The UFO does indeed crash in the middle of Nowhere Canyon, and as luck or fate would have it, right where a certain 300-pound doofus named Charlie has camped for the night.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, a certain mysterious sector of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. is also aware of the crash.
General, we can have a team of extractors there in 30 minutes.
Do it. Have them take it to Fort Wiley, the last outpost. And Captain, this never happened. Got it?
Got it, sir.
And now episode 3, entitled, It Came From Outer Space. In the dead of night in the middle of Nowhere Canyon, a large metallic object smolders in the center of the crater it made when it fell from space. From somewhere beneath it comes the plaintive wail of a crushed 300-pound doofus. The cry of the doofus is suddenly drowned out by the beating blades of 6 huge Air Force Huey helicopters approaching from the distance. As they skim along the canyon, giant floodlights mounted on their underbellies illuminate the ground below.
Roger, Wilco. We're deep in the Alpha Tango Charlie sector now, and so far no sighting or contact with Code Red. Hold on, I think I see it. Let me verify. Bingo! We're going down.
The 6 Hueys descend and perch on the edge of the small crater. With the engine still running and the blade still churning, the hatches open and a score of figures completely covered from head to toe in white rubber suits with big X's on the arms jump from the helicopters and plunge down into the crater. They go about their work in a very professional way, and in no time they have a series of strong steel cables running from the large object mired in the center of the crater to a now hovering Huey.
Okay, I have confirmation from ground control later that we are cleared for liftoff. Take it away, Wing One.
Roger, up we go. We have the baby in our cradle, Mama. Where to now?
Roger, Wing One. Take the baby on a 031 course. Your destination is Fort Wiley.
Roger, Wilco, Big Daddy. We are on our...
Hold it. Stand by, Wing One. Stand by. We have additional cargo.
Roger, Big D. We're approaching weight limit now. How heavy is the other baby, or?
I'm getting an estimate now, Wing One. Stand by. Roger, Wing One. The baby is estimated to be 300 pounds of dead weight. Can you accommodate?
Check in, Wing One. Yes, we can accommodate. We're dropping a line.
Roger, Wing One.
And moments later, a certain 300-pound doofus is hoisted up to dangle beside the mysterious object that fell on him from space. And they're both then whisked off to Fort Wiley, the last outpost. Meanwhile, at Fort Wiley, the last cavalry outpost in the U.S. Army, lights are ablaze everywhere, and the post's entire complement of officers and men are turned out to receive their mysterious visitors. The post's entire complement consists of exactly 4 men, Captain A. Weldon Rumprose, Lieutenant V.P. Viper, Corporal Buzz O'Two, and an accordion player named Whoopi.
Captain Rumprose, whenever we muster like this, I can't help but wonder why we have an accordion player. I mean, I thought most Army units had buglers and brass bands, not accordion players.
That's true, Corporal O'Two, but you see, the initial congressional appropriation for this fort was tagged under the Accordion Act of 1880, provided for the establishment of this fort in perpetuity as long as we march to the beat of an accordion player.
Gosh, how did a bill like that ever get passed?
It was the work of a powerful congressman from a district in Milwaukee.
Oh, I see.
Captain Rumprose, man, I need to talk to you, man.
What is it, Lieutenant Viper?
Man, that accordion cat is too much. I'm trying to make these marches cool, you know? He keeps turning them all into polkas.
Lieutenant Viper, that is your problem, not mine. You're in charge of the band for this post.
Yes, sir, but if he keeps it up, I'm going to break his neck.
Here they come! Here come the extractors!
Like giant prehistoric birds, the huge Huey helicopters descend on the tiny fort and deposit their cargo. No one on the ground ever sees a human being. They get their orders from an external loudspeaker mounted on the front of the Huey.
Attention, Captain Rumprose. This is top secret. What is that noise?
He means the accordion, sir.
I'm in charge here, O2. I'll decide what he means.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Viper, stop that music.
The what?
The accordion player.
With pleasure, sir.
Okay, like I was saying, this is top secret material that is to be placed under lock and key and guarded 24 hours a day until further notice. So is the doofus. Okay, disengage the cargo. Good. Now let's get out of here.
Their work done, the extractors vanish into the nighttime sky, and Fort Wiley goes about providing security for its top secret delivery.
Corporal O'Toole, after we move these items to the guardhouse, you will be on guard duty.
Yes, sir. For how long, sir?
Until further notice.
Yes, sir.
With that, the adventures of this incredible night come to an end. But with the crack of dawn, there are new things to discover. For example, the lone, forlorn figure of the High Sheriff of Tumbleweed County sitting beside a water trough near the old Dry Gulch Saloon.
I just don't get it. I've been working in these serials now for my near 100 episodes more. And every time before there's been a comet in one of them, it come right here to this water trough and landed on Charlie. Now, I know there was a comet somewhere in this valley last night. There are too many phone calls reporting it for there not to be one. So the only thing I can figure out is that Charlie must have been somewhere else and it landed on him later.
Good night, mate. I don't mean to be a sticky beak, but by any chance, would you happen to have a High Sheriff Drywall here?
Huh? Yeah, well, it'd be me. Who are you?
I'm Special Constable Jocko LaGrue from Australia. I have a prisoner for you.
A prisoner? Why are you bringing a prisoner to me?
Well, because of the no prisoner exchange treaty between Australia and the States. If a Yank breaks the law down under, we bring him up here and take one of our own wayward blokes back in his place. This way the convict gets to do his time near his own.
But, I don't have no Australian prisoners.
Oh, that's all right, mate. I picked one up in Yucca Valley. Sign here for your boy, would you?
Well, okay, but where is he?
Well, he's in your jail.
In my jail?
I brought him in last night. No one was around, but I found the keys to the cell in your desk and locked him up. I spent the night on the couch in your office. Here's a copy, mate. So, good day. Got a plane to catch.
Wobble day. Well, so long. Thanks. Say, don't you want to know why I spent the night sitting out here with this water trough?
No.
Oh, well, let's see here on this paperwork who my prisoner is. Swinburne Slocum? Holy cow, I better get back to the jail and keep an eye on that dude. I'll figure out this comet thing later.
While the High Sheriff puts off worrying about the comet and goes off to deal with his prisoner, riders in the sky are launching an investigation of their own.
Whoa,
this looks like the spot. Whoa, Turbo.
Gosh, whatever it was left a pretty big hole.
It sure did, but I don't see anything in it.
Oh, maybe it's come and gone.
That could be, Sidemeat. Hold on. Look down there in the center, right down there.
There's somebody down there, Ranger Doug.
Oh, and he's coming up here.
He sure is, and fast, too.
It's an alien, a spacecraft. A UFO
Easy, Slim. I don't think aliens ride Honda ATVs.
Huh?
Something about that particular alien looks very familiar.
You're right, Ranger Doug. Why, that's... Johnny Russell!
Howdy, riders.
Hey, Johnny. What you doing here, amigo?
Oh, just poking around a little bit. It's part of my job with the UPICGOO.
The UPIC goo?
Yeah, the Unexplained Phenomena Investigation Committee of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow, you guys must have your hands full.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy, all right. I'm here because last night the UPIGCGOO picked up an unexplained blip on its astral tracker. And we projected that it would come down right about here. So I came out to see if I could find it.
I see. Well, did you?
Nope.
Gee, that's too bad, Johnny.
No, it ain't.
Well, how's that?
Because there was something here last night. It made that big crater, charred the undergrowth around it, and now it's gone. So my deduction is that last night something big, hot, and unexplained landed here.
Roseanne Barr!
Well, maybe, but that would still be an unexplained phenomenon.
Well, are you going to try to explain it?
Uh-uh, buddy. If I did that, I'd be out of a job. You see, if all these unexplained phenomena were to get explained, well, then there'd be no use for guys like me to go around finding them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there'd be no Unexplained Phenomena Committee of the Grand Ole Opry, and I'd lose my major medical. I gotta go now. I'm due in Cleveland to investigate a mysterious black hole near Lake Erie, someplace called Municipal Stadium.
I've heard about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's even been reports of a baseball team in it. So long, boys.
So long, Johnny.
So long, Johnny.
Happy trails.
Gosh, Ranger Doug. If a trained investigator for the UPI-CGOO couldn't find anything, we probably can't either.
I guess you're right, Woody Paul. We may as well head back to the ranch and get to our chores.
Okay, but I got a feeling we ain't heard the last of this.
Come on, boys, let's ride.
Have the riders heard the last of this? What is this? And why is this such a big secret? You won't find the answers to these questions on the Grand Ole Opry, but you will find them right here, same time, same station, next week, when we present episode 4 of Rocket Rustlers, entitled, This Is It. It's mind-boggling, brain-teasing, unexplainable melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this, Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and the phenomenal Johnny Russell.
Thank you, Saddle Pals. Let's get Johnny out and do another song.
You want to do another song?
I do indeed. Yes, I do.
Hey, let's do one I just wrote, okay?
Okay.
I wrote it, and I don't even remember it, so I read it, all right? Hit a G. I'll be gone before you even know I left. You'll wake up and find yourself all by yourself. You can cry a million tears and that won't help, 'cause I'll be gone before you even know I left. Well, I'm sick and tired of things you do to me. Someday I think I'll just pack up and leave. Then you can learn what it means to be alone. There'll be no goodbyes, I'll just be gone. I'll be gone before you even know I left. You wake up and find yourself all by yourself. You can cry a million tears and that won't help. I'll be gone before you even know I left.
The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater bunk at the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, directed, and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. The production foreman is Campfire Bird. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinger. The executive producer is J.C. Doc King. The producer is Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer is Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer, Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director, Gallivan George Zahn. Our sound effects honcho is Winchester Jim Springfield. And our stage manager is Solid L. Ron Esposito. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Saddle Pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.